Blog Talk Radio.
Special technique. Special technique of shadow boxing.
Dropping his guard.
and also, you know, luring Mandy to come in and get caught with counter right hooks and also right uppercuts that basically stop him in his tracks. So once you have something like that where you are basically at the height advantage, the reach advantage, and better accuracy and speed, then you basically dominate the fight. So what we have now is, now we have Floyd Mayweather as an undisputed pound-for-pound king of the sport, the undeniable welterweight champion of the world, and probably will go down as one of the best boxers in history. We've heard of many other columnists and such that say that, you know, due to Floyd being amongst this era where fighters aren't necessarily fighting each other when they should be, that he should be considered amongst all-time greats. Well, tend to disagree with that, as the thing is, since we are in a time where the sport is more business than anything else, you will have those many cases where fighters aren't able to fight each other. So with that being said, you can't necessarily not Floyd Mayweather or not fighting certain fighters at a certain time or not fighting any or certain fighters at all, because that's not how the sport goes nowadays. It's not where you could basically fight everybody that's in front of you and that's it because you didn't have a choice. Now, with so many promotions going around and so many belts going around, it's very difficult to, you know, find the instances where fighters are able to fight each other without any block, you know, any delay or anything like that. This matchup here was, like they say, 6 years in the making, but it was very difficult to put together as it was a cross-promotional fight. So, with that being said, you won't see something of this magnitude anytime soon. That's the last time you saw something like this happen. It was back when Mike Tyson fought Lennox Lewis in Memphis. And that one was a very difficult thing to do back in June of 2002. In Memphis, when Showtime and HBO joined forces to bring that pay-per-view together. So we won't see anything of that magnitude anytime soon. I don't think it will happen for the next 15 to 20 years, as you won't have fighters of that magnitude come through the sport probably in that time. So with that being said, we probably will get into a little bit more as time goes on in reference to what will happen next with Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. But I just wanted to go over that real quick as a quick review to the results of that boxing fight that happened on May 2nd. Okay. So the next thing that we have coming up here, as we're going real quick with this show, as this is the first show, and this is basically a test run here to see what's going on with the live show and everything like that, that we're going to see what's happening here with what happens next week. As next week, we have a show that's going to be on HBO, as Saul Canelo Alvarez, one of the young lions in the sport of boxing that is a super welterweight champ and one of the biggest draws in the sport, as he has a lot of Mexicans behind him, as was seen in this fight in September of 2013 against Floyd Mayweather here at MGM Grand. He will be fighting on May 9th against J. James Kirkland for the Super Welterweight Championship. Now, it has been said that Alvarez is trying to be more active in the sport, try to get more fights in, to see if he can build his reputation as one of the best fighters in the sport and one of the best fair pound for pound out there, you know, along the likes of Floyd Mayweather and Gennady Golovkin and probably Vladimir Klitschko. So this one here is still a tough fight that they'll have. Actually, it will be in Houston, Texas at Minute Maid Park. So with it being in Texas, they will be open to going. So James Kirkland comes in at a record of 32 wins, 28 knockouts, and one loss. But we're going to see how Kirkland is going to be able to step up against Canelo Alvarez, as Kirkland really hasn't, you know, faced anyone the likes of Canelo over his career. One thing is that it will be something of a home field advantage for Alvarez, as, you know, he will have a lot of Mexican fans there, even though Kirkland is from Texas himself, Austin, Texas. We'll have a lot of people from Mexico supporting him, supporting Alvarez in this fight. I'm not sure if Kirkland will be able to step up to the plate here to take Canelo in this fight. I think Canelo will be the huge favorite, and I think he will be able to stop Kirkland within 8 rounds. So I think it'll be Canelo by 8th round knockout next week. Okay. So we really wanted to just run through this real quick, just to test this out. And soon I'll be able to set it up to where it will be a weekly show. It probably will be on Sunday nights. Around probably 8 o'clock. If not then, probably Friday nights at 8 o'clock. So stay tuned as we'll be able to announce when the shows will be, and you'll be able to call in once we have that set up, and then we'll be able to talk about the sport of boxing. So actually, I will just say that we've got to sign off for now. Once again, this is James Bell, your lead boxing columnist for the THCON Sports here live at the Tropicana in Las Vegas, and I will see you next week.